Network.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Oh, baby.
Lindsey Williams is our guest for another 20 minutes or so, maybe 30. I want to go to Alicia, George, Nancy, Angela, Lee, and others that want to talk to Lindsey. And Lindsey, I know these people's names. I know who they are. I knew who the other Mr. X was before he died of cancer. I know who the other person is and his wife, who Lindsey worked with on the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline. He's good friends with her, and he's really creeping me out because he just told me, he said, listen, they brought you up and said they know you're having a big effect and the elite are watching you. They brought you up. I didn't bring you up to them, Alex. That it is creepy because I've got to do what I'm doing. And you know, I'm not perfect. I'm a worldly guy. You know, I pray every day that God keep me on the straight and narrow. But I don't willfully join in evil. I don't like what the globalists are doing. And it's so ruthless what they're doing. And Lindsey, we're also saying that the elitists you talk to are a little bit freaked out as well. Because it's one thing to be part of this corrupt system, but as it nears its fruition, and as this world satanic government is about to be openly born, this eugenics government, in their words, of mass death and evil, I've talked to a medical doctor. I know the head of state she's treated. And this head of state said, I'm freaked out about what's about to happen. Lindsey, I mean, repeat to the listeners what you just told me.
You sure you want me to say this over the air? This is interesting. Alex, I guess the best way to punctuate this is to say misery loves company. Because I've known these people for a number of years, and they've never brought you up. But all of a sudden, you seem to be coming up in some of the emails I'm getting. And I know as a result that you're making such a major impact out there right now on the whole nation. You know, here a while back, we traveled across the country, and I would pick up on the motorhome, I'd pick up your radio programs from here and yonder. I mean, you really are impacting the nation.
No, I understand, but I mean, specifically, it's creepy. It's creepy to have them talking about, you know, they're examining me, and you yourself have gotten death threats. I've gotten those as well, but not death threats from these guys. You got death threats from the other fella. But, I mean, specifically here, I mean, I know you're holding something back on me. I mean, you say they're bringing me up. I mean, in what context?
Well, they're bringing you up in the fact that you're making such a I don't know whether it would be millions that you're reaching or whether it would be the impact that you're making. They didn't necessarily talk about the things that you're saying, even though I'm sure that that's the bottom line of the whole thing. But as I say, misery loves company. I'm glad you're out there now so that we can all keep company together in them knowing who we are and listening to what we said. They're listening to your program. They're monitoring you. And I'm getting next time I get one of these emails in which you are alluded to, I'll ship it off to you and have your producer give it to you. I'd like you to see what they're thinking about you.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. I don't like having to confront David Rockefeller or have others on that do it. I don't like having to talk about the Pentagon and Halliburton and DynCorp caught running child kidnapping rings. But I mean, if you don't speak out against them, it's approval. And I can't have that on my soul, on who I am. I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, I do little things, and later my conscience eats me up, and I just can't help it. And I don't like that I get death threats. I don't like that my family's in danger and all the stuff that I've had happen. But I don't really talk about it on air. But I mean, I've got to be against these people. I mean, I don't know any other way. It's just what they're doing is fundamentally wrong, Lindsey.
Well, it sure is. And 35 years ago, I had been a pastor of a church for 12 years, and then I went to Alaska as an aviation missionary. I'd been brought up in a wonderful Christian home with godly parents, never exposed to to anything like the dastardliness of these elitists. And I sat in their board meetings for 3 years' time and listened to what they had to say. And Alex, when I got through, I felt such a moral obligation. But yeah,
exactly. Stay there, Lindsay. Stay there. We're coming right back with phone calls. Finish that up. Get into the goal.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, you read the Bible and it talks about the spirit of certain cities, how cities had a wicked spirit or they felt bad. The prophets would feel oppressed upon entering them. And I remember in Sunday school not really understanding that. And I was just talking during the break about Jaron's like, yeah, I don't like going to the zoo. It has a bad vibe. And you go to Los Angeles, the animals aren't happy. You go to Los Angeles, and everybody I talk to, I mean, it has a... I know we're actually on in Los Angeles, not bashing you. I mean, I love Malibu and the beautiful coast, but there is a oppressive vibe. Some people like it that I've run into, but very few. I mean, there's like a spirit of evil. And when I look at China and I see the things they do and I watch their party meetings on YouTube, I mean, this is, and I know their works are so wicked, and I see the works of, and also D.C. has a horrible vibe. I mean, these are evil cities because they have evil in them. And, of course, at a spiritual level, How would you quantify that from a Christian perspective, Pastor Williams, what I'm talking about nations being turned over to evil, cities being turned over to evil? As a Christian, you would say, and I would say, this isn't just that there is a feeling in the city from the, group consciousness, the group collective, the group subconscious, as psychologists believe, because, they certainly pick it up as well. They try to quantify it scientifically. You would say there's actually a demon over that city, wouldn't you?
Yes. China's Mao murdered more people than Stalin did. And yet we want to go and trade with them today and bring that spirit back to the United States of America. I mean, we're cutting our own throats. They don't want to trade with us for the sake of being able to necessarily just sell us things. Now, I don't know, this sounds strange, but they want our technology. Every single time Caterpillar, General Motors, anybody else goes over and builds a plant, they say, give us all of your patents. Give us all of your technology, or we will not let you build the plant. It's not the trade with America that they're interested in. They're interested in the technology, and once they get it, they'll turn around and throw it right back in our face, just like the Japanese did. We gave them all of our steel prior to the last war, and they turned around and shot it right back at our soldiers. We're going to have the same thing out of China, mark my words. And Mr. Fromm said to me back nearly 2 years ago, he said, Chaplain, don't pay any attention to all of these other countries of the world. He said, even when there's a conflict over there in the Middle East, which, of course, by the way, you've heard me say that they want it in the next few months' time if they can get it, to take attention off things. He said, don't pay attention to that. He said, that's not the real issue. He said, the real place you want to watch, and these are his exact words, he said, China is the big one. Folks, watch what's happening in China and Russia, and we are importing that evil right to America. Alex?
What did he specifically say dealing with China? I mean, just that they're going to take us over or be used as the muscle or a war?
Well, basically, they're going to take us over. I don't think it'll be necessary. He never. Okay, I'll put it this way.
Well, you know why they're taking over?
Mention war with the United States of America.
No, I mean they're taking
China
us over.
North Korea is concerned. He did mention the fact that they basically will take us over. They will get all of our technology. They'll get everything from Boeing. They'll learn our stealth bomber secrets. They'll learn all the things they can by getting Caterpillar and General Motors and everybody else to go over there. They'll get our computer technology. And then once they've gotten it, they'll say, to who with you, we don't need you around. After all, if Mao murdered that many people years ago, more than Stalin, they wouldn't think a thing in the world about stealing all of our technology and then dropping us like a hot potato and turning those plants. Listen, I watched them nationalize things many years ago when I was a pastor in Florida. I watched the Bahamas nationalize all industry. I mean, Owens Corning had a huge farming venture out there. It was worth billions, probably. I used to see them fly out in their 707s on a regular basis when I was out there for seminars. And then the Bahamas turned right around one day out of a clear blue sky for no known reason and said, oh, Americans, you don't own this. We never gave you the right to have it. They took over every single bit of it and ran the Americans out. The Chinese will do the identical same thing. Once they've gotten all of our patents and our technology, they will nationalize everything,
well,
including out the industry that we've sent over there, in total bankruptcy by the time they're finished. Mark my words, you cannot do business with a nation that has the background and history that this is. But there again, you've got to realize where all this started. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, was the ambassador to China many years ago when China was a totally closed society. Nobody got in and out except him. And George Bush started every bit of this. His son finished it up when he was in there. And now today we are seeing new world order, global trade, all of these agreements, and it every bit started with Daddy Bush many years
ago.
Well,
I agree with you, but he was known as the Rockefeller Republican. He was the direct legate or gopher of David Rockefeller, who praises Mao in the New York Times, many other publications, even after it's known that he's the greatest mass murderer in history. And he was dispatched there. They signed the eugenics agreement for the one-child policy. They were then given unlimited funding, and the CFR said, you will now be given all the power. They are going to use China to bring the United States down. And people are like, well, we have this big military. They can't. The criminals run America. The criminals run this country. And the Republicans and all of them have been bought off
Just like with Ron Brown was going to get in trouble, Commerce Secretary, for taking Chinese bribes, and he was going to go public, and they just, you know, blew his head off on board that airplane and then remote controlled it into a mountainside. And the coroner even went public at the Air Force, and they said, we don't care. I mean, this country, and go back to 1979 when they gave up the Panama Canal, and then Republicans went ahead with it. Why would we give them something we built? Because America isn't run by America. Okay, that's what you got to understand. I want to go to phone calls, Lindsay. We're going to go to 30 after, but I want to go to Alicia, George, Nancy, Angela, Lee. I also want to tell folks if they want to call and get your Elite in Their Own Words, very powerful two-CD set that breaks all this down. It's 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111, or prophecyclub.com for any of my films, The Fall of the Republic that breaks all this down. On DVD, Infowars.com, or the Obama deception gets into the same area. Endgame covers what their endgame is after they've had the takeover, if they're successful. This isn't just going to be, you know, working for the Chinese. This is going to be, you're poor, so you don't get food rations unless you're sterilized. And it's all being proposed.
Alex, you're exactly right. I want to punctuate what you said just a moment ago after I finished up with what I said about the Chinese. They have talked with me over the years about what they're going to do. Little pieces here and little pieces yonder. And the conclusion you've just come to is exactly right. Everything you just said. And in my sixth DVD set, please, I beg you to get the latest CDs, but my sixth DVD set, I go into this in detail as to what these people have told me over a two-year period.
No, but I mean, just to condense it.
About China is exactly right.
Just to condense it, though, eugenics, sterilization, China is the beta test. They submitted to the eugenics plan. The Chinese leaders for 50, 60 years talk about, please nuke us. We hate our people. I mean, they hate their population. They're at war with them. They're just big, fat, bloated ticks that just suck off their people and use them as slaves. And the globalists are using the Chinese slaves to destroy our industry. And now we're going to find out, all of you yuppies that laugh and sent me thousands of emails over the years about how great China is, enjoy it. Enjoy it. You're going to be just like the IBM engineers 15 years ago that would laugh at me when I'd be at the local pool, you know, community pool, or the Dell engineers. I'd say, you know, they're moving to China. You know, the plan's to get rid of you. And then they'd laugh. And then years later, they go, I'm not laughing now. My replacements are here. I got 6 months and I'm gone at half pay. And people say, oh, that's free market. It's not free market when taxpayer-funded Chinese are trained in engineering at our universities and then sent over there to work in slave wages. It's a giant tariff on us. I'm done talking about that. Let's cram in some calls. I'm going to skip this break here. And then at the end, I want to get into the gold predictions from Lindsay Williams. Alicia in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex and Lindsay, for taking my call. Thank you for everything you do in fighting the New World Order. Berkey, customer and Prison Apprentice subscriber, I have two quick questions. One question is, are you going to say all 13 of those items online and on phone? And another one, is there a way that the elite had given you any way to help us prove that he's not a natural-born citizen? His father was British. Is there any – because
yeah,
the court
– did this former oil company CEO say anything about Obama's providence, where he really came from?
Mr. Farm himself never mentioned that subject at all. He did say that Obama was not necessarily their man, and I kind of dropped off of that because then he became president, so they didn't get their way. Now, this new elitist friend of mine that's been giving me information lately, yes – he has gone into this. In fact, he sent me a number of emails relating to Mr. Obama. Listen, Obama is not necessarily doing everything they want. And they get a little upset at him. And I was told that he better watch his step by Mr. Fromm. But yet on this latest communique that I'm getting, I don't know what might happen. You know, I just hope to goodness that nothing happens to Obama because I don't want to make a hero out of him. And the last thing in the world that anybody should ever do is touch this man. That is a wrong thing to do. The elite are a little upset over some of the things he's doing.
Well, they asked a human rights question during the press conference, and the media acted like that was wrong. And how dare that reporter ask about – and it was a whitewash question anyways – you know, hey, why do you murder political dissidents and sell their organs to U.S. companies? You know, it wasn't a real question. And it's like, how dare they ask something of the gracious, bloodthirsty dictator? It tells you about our government that they don't criticize mass murder anymore. I mean, literally, a Hitler is in America. A Stalin is in America. I mean, they are just murdering people by the hundreds of thousands every year still over there. They have giant slave camps everywhere. They lock a third of their population up every night in giant prison cities. I mean, that's mainline news. And our media says, that might be a good idea. Alicia, good to hear from you. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah, God bless you both. I have a idea. I mean, why shouldn't we use the Alexandrian principle? Instead of going after the body, go after the head, as he did in his arm when he attacked people. Why not go after the elitists? If they want communism, let's confiscate the one percenters, everything they have, confiscate all the oil properties in the United States, and only can be used within the United States, oil and gas.
Yeah, well, that's not the communism they want, but I agree. If we took the, you know, top tenth of that top percent, the billionaires' money, and start going, okay, we want communism, instead of like WikiLeaks, CIA run, clearly is about to release 2,000 Swiss bank accounts of people that got 50 million, 100 million. No, let's not burn mid-level, low-level folks that the globalists want to gobble up into the tax thing and then give it to themselves by burning nouveau riche. Let's take the wealth of the Rockefellers. Let's take the wealth of Ted Turner. Let's take the wealth of Bill Gates. Let's see them actually go for that. No, that's not what they want, and that's not going to happen. Lindsey Williams, what's your view on that?
Well, yes, and look what China is buying. They're buying all the gold mines, all the silver mines. They have, okay, people oftentimes ask me, the elite as you knew them, do they control China and Russia and countries like that? Positively, they do. Let me say emphatically, they do it a little bit different way over there than what they do it here, but you can see that the elite are importing all this gold and silver right into China because they know whose hands it's falling into.
Absolutely, and they finance China to then go in and grab up 90-plus percent of rare earth minerals. This is being done strategically, and then, quote, U.S. companies don't do it because they've moved to China, and just like all the other big companies are moving to the Middle East where there's no extradition. What they've done is so dangerous that they are all bunkering down, okay? I mean, folks, I cannot stress that enough that Lindsey's absolutely right. Anything else, George?
Yeah, then demand that the greenback come back, and also demand that all these free energy devices, hydrogen fuel for cars, I've seen this all over the thing, and also the Tesla things come out. We'd burgeon into a new society. We would just bloom if we just did this. We'd get these.
No, exactly. The elite spend all their time trying to suppress the total wealth generation of the modern industrialized society. That's what Karl Marx admitted. He said there'll be so much wealth and so much goods, people will work like 1 hour a day. But that's what communism was created by the bankers, to block that, because they have to restrict wealth with artificial scarcity and restrict technology. They are monopoly men. They thrive on poverty and disease and death. Great points, George. Quick comment on that, Lindsey Williams.
Yes, exactly. And watch China. All they'll do is take every bit of this and turn around and gobble us up. All they're waiting is to get all of our technology so they can do what they want to. They're getting our gold and silver now. How much are they buying? I'll give you that in a few minutes. Be sure and take notes whenever I give the part about gold and silver and what.
Well, just break it down now because we're almost out of time, and I want to get to Nancy, Angela, and Lee and others. Go ahead. Break down the gold now.
Yes.
Lindsey, is your phone cutting out? Go ahead and cover the gold briefly now.
Okay. This is so important because back over 2 years ago, I was on Alex Jones' show, and I was frustrated. I was utterly flabbergasted one day when I was on the phone with one of these individuals, and I said, how am I going to be able to protect my family in light of all the things that you've just told me that are going to happen? And he said, Chaplain, there's only one way you can do it. He said, you can't do it with real estate, you can't do it with stocks and bonds, you can't do it with anything written on paper. He said, you can do it with our currency. He said, it's the one thing that will never be touched. And I said, what is your currency? And they said, gold and silver. I said, what do you mean? They said, we don't trust paper. If it's, and this was the expression, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And I said, do you mean by gold? Oh, I begged you back then when you could buy it for $700 an ounce for gold and you could buy silver for $10, $12 an ounce. I begged you to go and buy every piece you could get in your hands. I'm sure you wish back then you had listened to my elitist friend, not to me, but to them. Okay, here is what is happening right now this week. COMEX Silver Exchange, they were forced into admitting just a few weeks ago. Now, they're the ones that hold the silver for the super wealthy, either China, Russia, super wealthy of the world, and they give them a piece of paper saying we have it in our vaults. They were forced to admit that they have on hand only 107 million ounces of silver, yet they have contractual obligations for 720 million ounces of silver, and some of the people who had them holding that silver for them got wind of this, found out that it is true, and on Friday, the 7th of December, 7th of November it was, it was the 7th of December, four individuals, not dealers, demanded delivery of 1 million ounces of silver, and it put the silver, COMEX Silver Exchange, into a tailspin. As a result, here is what has happened. Listen to these figures, folks. If you think $30 an ounce is high for silver, you haven't seen anything. Listen to what just happened. During the month of December, the U.S. Mint sold, now please, note these figures, write them down. During the month of December, the U.S. Mint sold 2,221,000 ounces of silver. This has never happened before. At an all-time record for the Mint of the United States of America. Something very scary is happening because in January, that's right now, the first 12 days of January, that number surged by 50%, and the United States Mint sold, for the first 12 days of January, 3,407,000 ounces of silver, more than sold during the entire month of December, because everybody's buying it. They're doing everything. I mean, the Chinese, they're getting their hands on all of it they can. Why? They see what's about to happen. This fits in perfect with this Chinese dictator's presence here in the United States of America. There's no telling what kind of deals he's cutting out there that we don't hear a thing about. Folks, I asked this gentleman, I said, what can I do to protect my family? He said, there's only one thing you can do. He said, you've got to get gold and silver because when the new currency comes out, you can take that gold and silver and exchange it for the new currency. And he said, the old currency is going to be devaluated to the point you're going to lose most of
it. And by the way, Lindsay, to interrupt.
Let me stress to you, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And he said to me, if you want to protect your family, you've got to use our
gold and silver.
That is gold and silver, Alex.
Lindsay, you know, the interesting thing is Hu Jintao would not be saying the dollar's a thing of the past. Here's an AP headline, Hu, U.S. China must respect sovereignty. That means letting them take over in the east. They're getting bases right off our coast. I mean, they're moving into Africa, South America, Central America, Mexico. Now they're going to build the high-speed rail in the West Coast. I mean, it's just incredible that China has been empowered and invested in by the globalists. No regulations, no nothing. More regulations on us. And then Obama plays this little shell game like Bush and Reagan and all of them did, where they are always talking about China's got to fix its trade imbalance when our country's run by the main corporations that have moved over there. They're not going to get rid of that trade imbalance. It only gets bigger every month. This was their plan. This was their stated modern mercantilism, which, of course, the French invented and the British used. For those who don't know what mercantilism is you don't let your colonies produce finished goods. You only let them produce raw goods so you can keep the price real low, rip them off, not let them ever accumulate wealth, and then take it to a central country that you choose to have value added put into it or finished good, and then that keeps your enemies deindustrialized. One reason for 1776 is you weren't allowed to have a factory. You weren't allowed to put the metal end on a wood piece for a shovel. That had to be done in England. They had taxes on everything. Look, this is all old. They do this over and over again. And China's been chosen as the main factory to shut everybody else down. And we're going to keep Lindsay Williams. We're going to keep going because I want to go to break, come back and take a few final phone calls with Lindsay. But the way who is crowing and chirping and saying really aggressive things, which they never do. You know, even when we were, you know, in the Cold War, you know, when dictators were coming over here, they wouldn't shoot their mouth off before they came over and once they were here. I mean, he's been told, rub it into the Americans, train them, break their will. We're sticking our hands down their pants. We're putting telescreens in. We're transferring over to authoritarianism. We're going to grovel and say your tyranny's good. You know, literally, get up on top of them, mark your territory. You know how a dog does, and that's what they're doing. I mean, these are bloodthirsty, power-tripping murderers the world has never seen, as people as evil as Hu Jintao. And our government just says, we love you. That tells you the government is pure evil. Our government is pure evil at the head. Wake up to that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's a final live segment. Got a red pill, the ultimate red pill video we haven't aired in about 6 months coming up. I think I've only played it one other time here live on air. It's a remix of my rant in the film Waking Life. A final segment with Lindsey Williams, always incredible information. We're going back to him in a few final calls here in a moment. First, I want to talk about the great folks at Stansberry Research who have an amazing video, End of America, the number 3.com. And, of course, you know for more than 2 years they've been predicting that this would be the year when the dollar is depegged as the world reserve currency. They've been saying this for a long time before Hu Jintao
announced it. But you can see it all being set up. They've got a free video. It's got a lot of excellent information. endofamericathenumber3.com, endofamericathenumber3.com. So check that out, endofamericathenumber3.com. And finally, Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that's seen as treasonous. I'm not even joking. Homeland Security, you know, hates anybody that cares about freedom in this country. The government is there to destroy America. But anyways, the filters are made here in the U.S. So check out the banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars, or go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. The government now admits fluoride is hurting children, but they're still going to put it in the water. Okay. Final phone calls here with Lindsey Williams. Again, we really appreciate Lindsey joining us. Who's up next here, John? All right, I'm going to rampage through four calls, and we got to go. And it's a quick questions or comments. Appreciate them holding. Nancy, Angela, Lee, and Felix, that'll be it. Nancy, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Lindsay. I just have a question for you, Lindsay. If your elite friends are giving you all this information, then they must want it to be made public. Is that correct? And if they do, which side are they on? Are they on the elite side, or are they on the people side?
You are correct in your supposition. One of the things I learned when I lived with the elite was that they have a code of ethics, and one of the facets of that code of ethics is they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. They know the coverage that Alex Jones has. They know I'm on Alex Jones' show on a regular basis. They listen to Alex.
It's voodoo.
And
let me just interrupt, Lindsay.
I'm saying, much of this, they feel a moral obligation, according to that moral code. They feel no obligation to give this out to the world is the only thing I can understand. And then they'll turn around later and say, we told you so. Why didn't you listen?
No, exactly. That's why 8 years ago, the outgoing head of the Federal Reserve, he wasn't even outgoing then, Greenspan kept talking about irrational exuberance. When he'd gotten rid of Glass-Steagall, when he was the author of so much that happened, he was an anti-New World Order, pro-gold and silver guy in the 70s and was very popular and hung out with Ayn Rand and, you know, the Ron Paul type crew, and he sold out to the dark side. And here's the deal. It's the vampire code. I'm not saying they're literal vampires. They're psychic vampires. A vampire must trick you to invite them into your house. So they'll show up, not baring their fangs at night, and knock and say, I'm a neighbor. Mind if I come in? And you've got to say, you are welcome. Or the vampire in mythology all over the world, this archetypal. And they use allegories for these archetypal things to explain it to people. But whether it was Greece or Japan or the Mesoamerican Mayan culture, the vampires always came and said, do you invite me into your home? Am I invited? And it's a trick, but they've got to do it. It's like their religion, and you've got to say, yes, you are invited. Once you've let them in, and it's a spiritual thing. It's like Lindsay said, we've let the spirit of China in. We've underwritten it. We've confirmed it. We will now go under it. We will now live as they do. Once you submit to something, once you join with it, you know, it's kind of like Saruman in Lord of the Rings is saying, we must join Gandalf with Mordor. It is, you know, the new age is upon us. And he says, you know, since when did Saruman the Wise, you know, give up reason for madness? And that's what this is. They are all over the news. We must join with authoritarianism. We must, it's good. We must join with the torture. And so a lot of these people, too, even though they've been high powered, they still, like, are dual. You know, they don't like what's happening, but they like the power. Plus, they're in it to survive and win. I'm sorry I'm going wild here, but, I mean, explaining their psychology. And so they just, they enjoy it. It's an entertainment for them, like a cat has a mouse playing with it before it eats it. But they also believe almost in like a demonic chivalry. And what do they do in chivalry? They say, on guard.
You know, on guard, on guard, on guard, I'm about to attack you, on guard. And so they're saying, on guard, we're going to set up world government and kill you, on guard. Here's all the Rockefeller foundations, we're putting poisons in your vaccines, on guard. And then they say, look at these idiots, we tell them we're killing them, and they still won't stand up and fight, they want to die, they are profane. And then elitists call me and say, off record, can we talk? And I'm a journalist, a person, I don't, you know, betray confidence, unless it was of a specific crime, then I would have to. And they say, Alex, the general public wants to be slaves. Don't you understand? You have to join with the New World Order because we understand that. You know, we're moral. We actually work together. The profane, they don't. This is all Illuminati type stuff, folks.
Alex, you're exactly right. I lived with these people for 3 years, and it took me 3 years' time to even comprehend the mindset of these people. And I wrote 3 books trying my best to help the American people understand the mindset of the elite. It's very difficult for the average person to understand that there could be somebody so diabolical, wicked, that they would control nations and currencies and tell OPEC what to do and tell the president what bills to put through in Congress. But they do. People, please believe what you're hearing Alex say right now. I lived with these people, stayed in the dorms with them, sat across the dinner table from them, and everything you just heard Alex Jones say is true.
Well, Lindsay, we better get to a few more calls. I wish it wasn't true. But it is. Reality is reality. Thank you, Nancy. Hope that answers the question. Angela in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling with a couple of questions. My first one is for the currency. When the currency is going to crash before the new world currency comes in, will our currency anyway devalued? We will be able to purchase this new currency with our dollar?
They're going to continue to slowly devalue it over and over again until they offer a new currency as a way to get out of the old currency that's been wrecked. And they're starting to say they're going to blame it on a false flag internet attack as if it all happened overnight, and tyranny will protect us from this ever happening again. And we'll still have dollars. They'll just be denominated and controlled by the IMF, World Bank, OECD as the new Bancor, which is a digital currency transcending the nation, now will be fully beholden to the offshore central banks. Lindsay Williams.
The only way that you can maintain the purchasing power of your present currency is to buy gold and silver today, immediately. You should have bought it 2 years ago. But if you didn't, you've got to go down and get it. I mean, right this minute, listen to who advertises on Alex programs and buy from them. Why? Because I have been told, and I'm telling it to you, you can take that gold and silver. It'll have the same purchasing power, the same value. Even though gold and silver is going to go up $3,000-$4,000 an ounce, silver is going to go up to $40, $50, $60 an ounce. But yet you can turn around and trade that for the new currency, whatever it may be, world or whatever it may be, and maintain your same purchasing power. And that is the only thing you can do it with. Your dollar is going to devalue so rapidly from this point on, you are going to be startled.
Well, Lindsay, that's what's so frustrating about this is that I get emails every day going, why do you want me to go to Midas Resources and buy gold and silver if my fellow reserves notes are so worthless? And then they giggle like they've made some big point. It's like a two-year-old, you know, being able to see the letter A and being proud of it. But it's not cute because they're even wrong. It's like a two-year-old looking at the letter A and saying it's the letter C or the letter Z. They don't understand. Obviously, the currency, as it's devalued, is that's then manifested by the gold and silver going up in the overall price, not because it's gone up, but because the currency has now gone down. And so, by
this past week, 6 cents out of every dollar at the gas pump. You lost $3 last week on toilet tissue at the grocery store. I know I went to buy it. It had gone up $3.
Now, the inflation's accelerating.
The only thing that changed was the purchasing power of the currency. You lost 3 cents at the gas pump. You lost $3 in the grocery store.
No, I know, but Lindsay, it's like they're under a trance. Just finishing this simple point, you just made it beautifully, but to quantify it, because I see this so much, and I'll see it on YouTube, and people try to explain it to them, and they just don't get it. We take the Federal Reserve notes, Midas Resources does, buys gold at whatever price it is, and then with any little meager product profits, run the network, or with profits, buy gold for ourselves and silver. I mean, that's what I do. You know, as my emergency backup, that's I only promote what I believe in.
But these people think, why do you want my Federal Reserve notes if they're not worth anything? That's still the global currency. So you take that and you buy gold and silver for yourself. And then as the currency's devalued, your gold and silver will reflect whatever the new currency's value is. And so it freezes the value of the labor you put in to get the energy credit symbols that are those Federal Reserve notes. Now you're putting it into a real commodity that transcends the fractional reserve banking system, so that now you are freezing your wealth against inflation. It may actually go up, may go down a little, but overall, it's freezing it. And I don't understand how people can't understand this, Lindsay. I mean, it's almost like they're under a spell. I have family that, I want you to comment on this, who I told 10 years ago, buy gold and silver. They laughed at me. When silver was $5, gold was $260. I have family that when it was $500, they laughed at me. When it was $800, they laughed. When it was $1,000, when it's $1,400, they cannot buy it. They must do what the stockbroker says. They must lose money. It's like being an idiot. They see it as a cloak of power. Being conned is the smart thing to do. Can you, is that just given over to delusion?
No, they are obsessed with the stockbroker and with Wall Street. And what the national media says to them. Listen to me. Abraham trusted in gold and silver. Moses trusted in gold and silver. If you're a Christian, go to your Bible and see what the streets of heaven are paved with. For goodness sakes, look where God's value is. It's definitely not in Federal Reserve notes and pieces of paper. And I'll say it over and over and over every time Alex lets me on his show. I'll probably say it. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on.
All right. Anything else, Angela? We got to go here in just a minute, and I appreciate you calling. Anything else?
I just wanted to know if Lindsay had any new information. I live on the Gulf Coast in South Louisiana. If he heard anything more about the Gulf.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still spilling.
Okay. There's all sorts of leaks still down there. They fractured the ocean floor. Correct, Lindsay? They're just covering it up.
Yeah, they did fracture the ocean floor, and the core exit is the most dangerous part. And in a lifetime, we'll never get away from the danger that's been done by it. And, yes, there's still a lot of information coming out. It's just that they have shut up on the media talking about it whatsoever. But, yeah, still there.
All right, got to move quick here. Real fast, Lee in Kentucky, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Brother, how you doing?
Good.
I got a quick statement and a quick question. My statement is, as a veteran myself, I just want to say that I feel very betrayed by my country. It's a first-time caller. I've been listening to your program for about 2 years.
Lee, it's not your country. It's been taken over by foreign banks, and the Chinese are their muscle men that they've brought in to be our owners.
Well, you're exactly right, and I want to salute you for serving on the front line and fighting this battle for us for so long, and my prayers will be with you and your family. My question is for Pastor Williams. Does he have any, as a matter of fact, for both of you, do you have any time frame as far as when you think this new currency will be issued? Will it be through a banking holiday? And one other question for the pastor is, with a one-world government and a one-world currency, we also will have a one-world religion or church. And does he have any news or information as far as that goes?
I've been given a date. I was given it back 2 years ago, and I gave it again every time I've been on Alex Jones' show. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012 if the elite have their way. Please, I beg you to put that down beside your calendar. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. As far as the world religion is concerned, I covered that in about a 20-minute segment on my DVD set. And when I talked about the devil's Messiah, oh, my goodness, Alex, you were fascinated by this one day on your program back about a year and a half ago when we talked about that they had used an expression to me one day, the devil's Messiah. Now, this goes all the way to Europe. The European Union. So many preachers have been tricked into believing that that's the ten-toed kingdom of the Antichrist. And as a result, it went up to 11, 12, 13, and 14, the countries that joined it, and then the preachers were totally embarrassed. This is what the elitists left to do over a period of time. Watch the European Union. The euro will eventually crash, and from the time that the euro crashes, you've got 3 weeks. Please hear this. You've got a timetable here. I'm giving you a buzzword or a warning. Within 3 weeks of the time you see the euro crash, you've got to get out of paper. If you don't, more than likely you'll lose it.
All right, let me comment on what Lee said. Then we're going to go to Felix, come back into a few more minutes, and I will play the ultimate red pill to end the hour because I promised to play it, and we've been getting requests for it. And again, Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. We are live. It is January 19th, Wednesday, January 19th, 2011. To answer that question, folks, they're not going to get rid of the dollar. You're not going to go to the bank one day and get, you know, silver money or something, or blue money, though they are changing the colors to get you, and they admit, to get you ready for changes down the road. The dollar will no longer be the global currency, just like the peso never was, never will be in Mexico. Just like the ruble never was, never, you know, is probably going to be. The dollar has been the only global currency in history. Before that, it was silver and gold. Didn't matter if you were in Japan or in Russia or in England or the U.S., 235 years ago, everybody knew what a silver or a gold coin was worth globally. Okay, and everything was denominated in that. And if you were buying little cheap goods, it'd be denominated in copper or other metals. A penny, you'd go in 230 years ago with, you know, two pennies and get a, you know, decent, you know, bowl of soup with your beer or whatever, at the local pub in England. So all of that's going on. You're going to have a global cashless system where the post office is already denominated in international freight. Because we ship worldwide here, it says SDRs, okay? And that is the new global currency. It's already in operation, and the basket of the SDR is IMF, World Bank, receivership collateral, and now they're saying the Chinese currency, and they're saying we're going to completely abandon the dollar. So they're not just saying it's going to be a basket. That's been the transition. The dollar's gone. So then it devalues like a peso. Then we go to a new dollar that's SDR-backed, but instead of being controlled by the Federal Reserve, it's only a regional arm of the banking cartel. It's directly controlled by the OECD at Brussels, okay? Directly by Europe, who controls and finances China, who controls and finances Russia. The whole system, and they've always hated America because we got liberty here. They want to destroy us and hang up patriots by our necks and take our guns.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
I want to say great job to the crew today. We only got about 2 minutes left, and then I'm going to this powerful video slash audio, the ultimate red pill. I want to thank Pastor Lindsey Williams for being with us as well. Lee, I heard the pain in your voice saying, I feel betrayed by my government. It's our government was taken over. I mean, we don't have the republic. It's not the government doing this. It's hijacking criminals who are up in the government saying, if you're a conservative, a libertarian, if you don't like torture, if you don't like tyranny, if you don't like open borders, you're an enemy. And these terrorists are going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us, and they're going to try to come after us. The good news is we woke up too many people. They're not going to, they may have most of the public watching porn 24 hours a day and getting drunk and acting like little kids. A lot of us aren't little kids and aren't a bunch of decadent slobs. That doesn't mean I'm perfect, but, you know, want to eat a big steak and watch a football game and drink a bunch of beer. The point is we got to get focused, all of us. We got to get serious real fast. Felix in Texas. You know what? I'm out of time. I can't even get to Felix because I've got to get to this video. Felix, I promise next time Lindsay's here, you'll be front of the line. Lindsey Williams, I've got to go now, but I will talk to you very, very soon. ProphecyClub.com with all your great material and information. Our books and films and materials. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv. We've only got about 20 seconds, Lindsey, but I just want to hear your voice and say bye. I appreciate you joining us today.
Set your spiritual house in order. If you don't remember anything that I said or Alex said today, set your spiritual house in order. Get out on your knees and settle your relationship with Jesus Christ before you do anything else. Know you're born again.
Absolutely. We're out of time.
All of these other things.
Lindsey, we'll talk to you soon.
Your house.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Look what happened to Israel over and over again when they became decadent. They were conquered and went into bondage. It happens to every country. God bless you, Lindsey. Here's the ultimate red pill.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is a central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, of classism, statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be real things, the things that matter. Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is the ultimate red pill. If you're a radio listener and want to see it, just type the ultimate red pill.
into YouTube or anywhere else, and you will find it. And I'll also get Marley, one of our great webmasters, and my darling sister, to post it up at Infowars.com on the front page. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central.
On air, online, and...